welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that you're able to spend these next few minutes with me as we pause and look forward to this new year that is upon us. And I would like to pray, but I would like to ask a question. How many of you are going to be glad that this year's over and are looking forward to a new year? Do I hear some amens out there? I think I can say amen. The Lord has been dealing with my heart regarding the next several weeks of broadcast, and clearly He wanted me to share this particular message this week, but because I know by experience, by word of mouth, by the Spirit, and also by the letters that are coming in, it has been a very difficult year. There have been great and sore trials to the people of God, and we know that Satan is given power in the end times to wear down the saints of God. And if you feel worn down, then know that God is going to strengthen you, and He is going to defend and protect you against the attacks of the enemy. You know, it's a balance of learning how to stand and step forward in the authority that we have in the Word of God, to resist the enemy with the Word of God, even as Jesus did, as He was our perfect example in all things in terms of our relationship with God. He went before us and showed us the way. He learned obedience by the things that He suffered. And so we're going to be spending time looking at what is God's purpose in terms of affliction. Why does He allow it? You know, I heard something very recently, and I may have the details not quite correct, but the point is the humor involved in this statement. It was, I believe, Teresa of Avila was going to visit a friend in the next city. I think it was St. Francis of Assisi. And anyway, I don't know exactly the circumstances, but the cart she was driving fell off the road, landed in a ditch, and she got all wet and muddy and dirty. And she told the Lord, she said, "Lord, if this is how you treat your friends, no wonder you don't have that many." And so sometimes we, like Job, you know, we're trying to serve God to the best of our ability, but the things that occur to the saints sometimes make us wonder, you know, and it should make us pause to see where are we in our relationship with the Lord. So we're going to be spending time looking at those things, but now I'd like to spend some time, and we will pray, regarding the future that lies before us. There's something about a new year. I don't know about you, but I've always used the end of the year to reflect on the things that have occurred that year and to look forward to what God would have for His people, as well as me personally, for the new year. And the scripture that I would like to base this teaching on is found in Philippians, the third chapter, and I'm going to read verses 12 through 14. And these are the words of Paul. And of course, we know he went through great and sore trials. In fact, when God first called him, He told him, He revealed to him the things that he must suffer for His name's sake. So Paul went into his experience, formerly Saul, who persecuted the Christians, knowing that he was going to pay a price to be obedient to God. But here in Philippians, the third chapter, verse 12, he says, "Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect. He realizes he's far from perfection. And I think we can all agree to that. This was this great man of God who wrote most of the New Testament. This is, however, he expresses a priority in his heart and in his life. But I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which I am also apprehended of Christ Jesus. And verse 13 says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. He's saying this is a priority in his life. This is what he focuses on. He knows that in order to go forward, he has to forget those things which are behind. The victories, the failures, the things of the past. And that is a reality, a truth for every one of us. Not that we forget in our memory the things, but we don't focus on them. We look forward to the new thing God wants to do in the lives of his people, in our personal lives. Okay, he says, I forget those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. He's reaching forward. He's moving on in the plan of God for his life and ministry. Verse 14 says, I press toward the mark. Hallelujah. And what is that mark? Until we all come into the measure of the stature of a perfect man, Ephesians said, unto the fullness of Christ Jesus. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I'll just read the first part of verse 15. Let us therefore, as many be perfect, be thus minded. Praise God. And so, what is God asking of us? What is God saying to us as we end this year and look forward to the new? He wants us to be able to just, we can't literally in our minds forget the past. We have those memories, but we do not let those memories influence. We don't let them affect our present reality. And in faith and in trust in God, believing for the fulfillment of his promises in our lives, we, like Paul, press forward. We look forward to the things that God wants to accomplish, those new things. And we have to be looking for them because we could miss them. We could be so caught up in our own situation, in our own suffering or misery, that we're missing the things God has for us. So that's the basis for this teaching I'd like to share with you, which is looking forward. And the scripture that I would like to base this teaching on, and there's some profound truths in that. This is one, has always been one of my favorite scriptures, Psalm 37 and 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Praise God. Well, I said we're going to pray, and we will. Father, we desire the illumination and the revelation of the Holy Spirit in our lives, that we can appreciate, understand, and apply God's words to us. Father, it takes the power of the Holy Spirit. When we're children, just like a natural child, you can only give that teaching to them, that understanding that they're able to take in. You can't expect a four-year-old to understand calculus. And so, Father, in the same way, because you're a good Father, you give us that which we can utilize, which is important to our present spiritual condition. And having grasp that, then we are able to open our hearts to receive more teaching, greater revelation, to glorify you. And so, Father, I'm asking in these days ahead that you will do that for us. You will give us great wisdom. You will give us revelation, which can only come by the empowering of the Holy Spirit. And Father, we thank you for your word, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And we thank you for that, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for ministering to those who are in a severe battle and warfare right now. Give them courage and strength, hope and faith that they can continue to stand fast. Having done all with the armor of God, they will be able to stand. Hallelujah. We thank you for it. Praise God. All right, the scripture, delight thyself also in the Lord. There's two parts to this passage of scripture. We're going to take a fair amount of time looking at it, as well as giving a lot of supportive scriptures to share the things that God has placed on my heart to share with you. What is the first part of that? Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give thee the desires of that heart. Now, there's two ways to look at that. The first way, we say, oh, the things we want, the things we desire, if we delight ourselves in the Lord, he's going to give us those desires. But another way, and there's both ways, I believe, are correct, he shall give thee. The emphasis, he is going to even give to you the very desires of your heart. Isn't that true? Think back on your life right now. That the things you thought you wanted when you were a babe in Christ, well, he began to put different desires in your heart that you would not maybe have expected. And so the Lord himself places those desires in us, as well as the unique desires that we have as a person. He delights as a good father to cause us to rejoice, to do little things that let us know he is interacting in our lives. Praise God. And as we know from the Word of God, all of his promises are conditional. God will fulfill the word of his promise if we meet the requirements. And we see this all the way through God's Word. Well, I see my time is rapidly fleeing by, and I hope I have enticed you in some measure that you shall be with us on the next broadcast. If at any point you miss them or want to rehear, just go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. But for now, I encourage you, those who are going through a burden and a battle, it's hard to stand alone. You may not have anyone to stand with you. I personally pray for you and send back whatever God gives. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.